The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Behind the scenes, he's beefing them for English coach, and he's pushing for Gareth Southgate. That's what he was really, really pushing for. So Sir Jim said, "You know what, brother?
Sir Jim,
this ain't gonna work out, man. No, I can see we're not equally.
You lot love Sir up, man, over there, innit? That's lovely.
Yeah, they Sir up anyone, Sir everyone, Sir.
But the Queen done that. Not me. Are you mad?
Why is he Sir?
Because he got money.
Exactly, it's just a financial thing. See, Sol Campbell's right. You see what Sol Campbell said? You should be knighted. All the Arsenal teams should be knighted for the undefeated
Sol
team.
Campbell.
All right, stop. This is your fault. Thank you.
Why?
Because you've just let United off the hook again.
Filthy on three.
No?
Yeah, I'm going for that.
Cool.
One, two, three. Filthy! What are you going to say?
That's my one. Show's filthy. Let's step.
Showtime.
Let's step.
Showtime. Come on then, lads.
Show.
All right, what cuisine should I get?
I reckon you should get Argentinian.
Ecuador. Get Ecuadorian thing.
Yeah, I reckon you should get Argentinian, yeah? Because Martinez is so crap.
I'll be honest. I've never seen.
Don't worry. Well, before we start, before we go there, first things first, shout out to Antonio.
Yes.
Big up, man. Super filthy guest. We wish a speedy recovery. Do you know them teams that kick off and then send it?
Yeah.
I want to kick off like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on. Who's the target, man?
Me. Who's
it's going to be to me.
Dan. It's got to be Dan, yeah. Dan, can Chelsea win the league?
What do you think, Jordy?
am I sending it back?
No. Dan. You've got the floor. You've been a bit coy recently. Like, yeah, we're getting there. Blah, blah. What are you saying now?
Game by game.
Game by game.
Can Arsenal win the league? If Arsenal can win the league, then the answer's the same.
But Chelsea can as well, though.
I think Arsenal saved top.
The filthy fellas, the crowd, you lot saw him last week. Tell me. Step up, be a man.
It's true.
Can you win the league? You said it, be a man, and you forwarded with the same response that I did.
Here's the difference,
respect
yeah?
It, man.
Look, let's be
game
honest.
Game by game.
Since Filthy Fellas have started, we're the only two that's won a league.
Wow.
That's the
is it?
Yeah?
Well, no.
We know how to win a league.
There's no
game
Man City
by
fans.
Game.
Since Filthy started?
Oh, since Filthy. No, I'm talking about. No, bun that. I'm saying since we've been
since
on Filthy.
Bro, since like 2014.
Filthy was around before that.
No, it wasn't.
Bro, forget about
that. Of course it was.
It wasn't.
Are you mad?
It's our 10th year. It's
this
the
is 10th our
10th
year.
Year.
Huh? One second. So we was bad enough the league and you don't know what we're talking about.
Nah, I missed it all, man.
Sir Alex and that.
Nah. Listen, when Filthy started, Van Gaal was coach.
Yeah.
You know what? I knew there was something about this show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Trust me.
I knew there was something that went right about this show.
When did Liverpool win the league? Lockdown.
Yeah, he was on
bro,
Filthy.
Since I've been on Filthy.
Yeah, I was.
The only team that's won the league out of us is Liverpool. And it was in lockdown, so it ain't even real. It's not even real.
Are you going to do this again? I'm going to have to explain to you, lot. In April, we were 20 points clear.
No, 100.
No. In December, we were 20 points clear.
Let's get back in the car. The reason I said that was to say this.
Long gone.
Yeah, was to say this. I know how to win leagues. I actually know how to win them. And I used to win them a certain way. I used to wear a Chelsea kit every game. And I thought, bro, I swear down, I had a proper, like, what's it called when you got the thing? When you're superstitious.
Epilepsy.
So I wouldn't bash 24 hours before a Chelsea game.
You wouldn't
because
what?
I thought, I wouldn't bash.
What?
Because I thought if I knock one out, God's going to say, yeah, nah, draw.
But I think God says, because you're trying to undo the thing.
That's why you lot don't win the league then.
No, because we try too much. I don't bash enough.
That's why West Ham relegated, boy.
You better ain't thinking about the greater good.
It's true.
So I'm saying, like, I made sure, like, it was a proper thing.
So what would stop Chelsea winning the league?
Our goalkeeper and our, we still give away maybe a couple more chances than we should. If we just had, we should have just kept Thiago Silva. I know it was impossible.
You don't think another team will stop you? Liverpool, City, Arsenal.
Now, all right, Liverpool have been, you lot have had it quite easy this season, yeah? Like, you've had no road bumps. Like, hopefully.
What's easy?
And
though?
The thing is, yeah, let's be honest.
What's easy,
yeah?
Though?
That storm saved you.
You ain't played no one above you in a legal season, bro.
That storm saved you, because you know what was going to happen? That last game at flipping
Goodison.
Everton, at yeah. Goodison, yeah?
On a with wind the storm. Team. On a wind
storm,
team.
Dara. Another draw.
Storm Dara.
I was, let me just cut you. I said this as people who was listening when I forwarded in, I said that, you heard me, that miss of the game, we needed that. That Newcastle game, we took it out of us.
You needed to not play the derby.
Yeah. That derby was, that's too intense, too intense.
But you still
game.
Got pressure now, because no, we're now 4 points behind.
We just needed it, not straight after that Newcastle game. A little break.
Everybody's in pressure. It's not like a City that's behind them, like, use lot, Arsenal thing. They're all going to drop points at some point before the end of the season. That 4 points ain't nothing.
So you was happy for the storm?
Can I ask man a question before we move on? Can City still win the league?
No.
I think they can, you know.
I think there's too much in between them. If they were second and with the gap was 11 points or whatever it is, even the gap whatever it is, if they were second doing it, I could say, you know what, they can get their head down and catch them. But I think there's too much going on in between them. You got to worry about Arsenal, you got to worry about Chelsea, and they're probably still going to drop points.
I'm going to take back my no, you know, because you know what, you know you're right. Because they're just chasing like Arsenal and Chelsea first.
And then they got to worry about Liverpool.
Yeah. But they can catch these men quick.
Exactly. All it takes is a week that we play each other, yeah? We draw.
Yeah.
And the other team drops points as well. They are back, bro. January as well. January matters, bro.
You see Pep. Obviously, we can see what kind of mood he's in at
his
the
head's
moment.
Gone.
I don't know what's happening in this.
He's just going to play two goalies.
But listen, this is a man that in the blink of an eye,
can turn it around.
Not just turn it around, he can just change what football looks like.
He's waiting in the bushes.
If he decides the new tactics from now for the rest of the world as well is we're going to go straight from Edison all the way
to Haaland.
We're going to play off him as the second ball, and that's how they get their goals. The rest of the all Madonians are doing it.
Can I ask you something? So you see Arsenal have lost Odegaard this season. Mm. City, Rodri. Mm.
Liverpool, Alisson.
Ooh, okay. Liverpool, Alisson. Chelsea are yet to lose a key player.
I don't think they can lose a man.
So if they lose Cole Palmer.
They've got seven men.
Cole Palmer.
Felix would slot in there, you know. And
I think they can afford to lose a player, you know.
Yeah,
there's too many of them.
There's too many of them, bro.
The only one we might not be able to do without is Caicedo, because he's a warlord.
The way that Maresca likes to play, he's got a lot of players that fit his profile.
Yeah.
Go on, like he can change it up. He can change the team and change the personnel, and the team, the way they play, doesn't change.
Yeah. 1 minute, Lippy wants to add some hate.
And there's a bit of Liverpool hate as well.
Go on, add it.
I think Caicedo and Gravenberg are a bit overhyped.
Definitely Gravenberg, definitely.
I think they're a lot better. Let me know. I think they're a lot better than how they was playing, and that's why everyone's inflating it to this.
Can I be honest with you?
Important.
So Gravenberg, for me, he's playing at a time where most midfielders... Go through all the teams. Who are the midfielders? Go to Bruno from Newcastle. He's not really on form.
Yeah, he's not on form.
Tonight, like, no one's really shining. So Gravenberg is just
all no. But I
Loons wait.
They're highlighting things. They're highlighting things like, rah, he's so good. He's so natural.
Look
and
how
half turn.
Look how he tracked the ball and passed it.
No one's there.
I'm seeing compilations. Look how he trapped the ball and just passed it. It's like, what?
Yeah, Loons. Exactly.
Defend him.
All right, this is what we're going to do here. You can do look at the ball. All right, watch the United game and watch. 75% of them goals was from homeboy. Facts.
From who, boy?
Ryan Gravenberch. Yeah. With Casemiro and this super talent, Colby Mainoo. Gravenberch is streets ahead of
Dupin. Bro, Kiwi or Bordeaux?
Like, Colby Mainoo is the most overhyped.
Kiwi or Bordeaux? Kiwi or cold
he's
now?
The, wait. He's the most overhyped player. He's not athletic.
Nah. Well, now you're getting bitter. Because you got on your tweet. You said he's the best young you've seen since Cesc Fabregas. You said that.
He is, but he's not athletic. It's Cesc Fabregas.
So now he's bitter. Look. Take your emotion out of it. This is a football show. Take your emotion out of it.
Catch it, because you see what? The facts are this, yeah? I said Cesc Fabregas at Arsenal. What did Cesc Fabregas at Arsenal do?
FA Cup.
That's it. Hey, Kobbie Mainoo's got it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I said, if he can go on to reach Cesc Fabregas' height, that is a great career for him. He's in that same mold, isn't it? Not athletic, good pass of the ball, but it's not what you not need.
So Dev told you Gravenberch is overhyped, and you've just shot up Kobbie Mainoo.
No, I'm gonna shoot up the rest as well. Bear with me. I'm gonna say, man.
No.
Come on, man. Bear with me, man. You can see, man.
Okay, we're bearing.
Raphael van der Vaart, Clarence Seedorf, top midfielders said it. Like, there's nothing Declan Rice can do that Ryan Gravenberch can't. Declan Rice can't. These are big facts.
So two Dutch.
Yes.
Rate a Dutch guy.
Yes.
Yeah? Find me a Spanish. No, bro.
English ex-footballer that thinks Declan Rice is better than Ryan Gravenberch on talent.
I think Arne Slot thinks Declan Rice is better than Gravenberch.
You know what? You see on talent, yeah? Cool. He might have...
But do you know what?
I'll be honest. Mainoo's got mad talent and he's a brain. He's made for a three-man midfield. I'm not brain sure he's going to work in this system. But... when we talk Moises Caicedo quickly, yeah? I'm saying we're not looking at, that's not a midfielder. That's not a nothing. You just need that man somewhere on the pitch, bro. Here's the difference between him and the rest of them. His whole game, yeah, not whole, all of it, but you lots can't even identify it because you don't even know what you're watching when you're watching football. You just follow the ball. Moises Caicedo's game is off the
ball.
He's
being rude with you, that's him. Sassy.
All right, that's great. You know what?
It's good to see you back like this, yeah, man. I can't lie.
I'm not clapping it, Dan, that's a push. I've just clocked. How quiet has he been until Chelsea started winning?
Lie, and then you try right off the man them's foot.
But that's how you're supposed to be.
That's how you're supposed to be.
What? Be humble and not even humble. Humble's media.
Bro, you wore Dior shades for the whole episode.
So?
Be humble,
I said, I said, nothing's won in December. I also said that. But also, I'm going to say about the Caicedo Gravenberch here. He's a destroyer. He's a destroyer.
A warlord. Yeah?
It's like a Mascherano, Alonso vibe. That's what it is. Like,
Declan Rice is like both of them.
Yeah, that's why I do rate Declan.
And that's why Declan's class.
Alonso's fast. Not a destroyer. Like, Gravenberch is not a destroyer. But they play in the same position.
Let me ask Steve-O then. Who are the top three players in the league right now?
Top three players in the league? All right. Cole Palmer.
First.
Don't interrupt him. Let him go.
They might all be Chelsea players, you know?
No particular order. So Cole Palmer. Throw some names at me.
Mo Salah.
We was waiting.
And there's only one other.
Go on. Virgil van Dijk.
No.
Saka.
No, Saka's been on for. Odegaard just come back. But I'm going Moises Caicedo.
I'd have to go Odegaard, Salah.
Gabriel?
Odegaard.
What, not Palmer?
Odegaard might be the best player in the league. Odegaard is cold. And you can see how Arsenal move when he's not there and the things back. Odegaard is cold. He might, in my opinion, he might be the best player in the league right now. I don't know. But Salah, Odegaard. Maybe ice cold.
Okay.
But here's the thing. My problem with that, yeah? It's all on the ball players. And I get what you lots are doing here. Especially
just you. Just let man do their list. Lippy's next.
Lippy. Give me going to a go. I'll go Salah, the best. Saka. I want to say Odegaard, but that's a cop out.
Talent wise, he is, though.
I'll go Van Dijk, you know.
A real man.
Yeah, he's.
Go on, Dan.
Definitely not Van Dijk. He's leaking goals, bro. Liverpool are leaking goals. No one's even talking about it. What? No one's even talking about it.
You know what? I'm going to be free. I'll go Saliba because I think Saliba's been cold.
Yeah.
But two and two is kind of...
You're not the bounce off of. We're asking your three now. Let's bounce off your three.
Whoa. What, that's calm down. No, first of all, he's not the bounce off and now you want to bounce off.
Calm down.
2 yard passes.
Yeah.
That's bouncing. Hey, stay in the car, bro.
I'm going Cole Palmer, obviously. I'm going to go Salah. And I'm going to go Moises Caicedo. But I would maybe go Saliba as well.
I think Saliba's unreal.
But I'll tell you why I'm going to go Moises, yeah? Because... I've watched him every single game, yeah? This guy has... Oh, wait. That's who I'm putting in there. I'm going to give it... I'm going to go Kulusevski.
Kulusevski?
Isak's been better than Kulusevski.
No way. Because Jackson's been better than Isak. Let's not do all of that.
Yeah.
So let's just go Kulusevski. Kulusevski has been going sick. It's just that his team's meaty.
The only thing that annoys me about Jackson is the fact that he misses all those chances. If he starts taking them, he is an absolute bad boy.
What do you mean? He's been scoring loads.
Now go on, Luis.
My three
here we go. Gravenberch, Mo Salah, Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, come on, we know.
No! Hey!
Oh, what, he said
my
it?
My guy, you know? Hey, yo! That's mad.
You know, predictable's a bun up.
Hey, yo, yeah, that's so you're telepathic. Get me.
Repeat it then.
Salah.
Okay, go on.
Mo Salah, obviously, for obvious reasons, innit, yeah? Mm-hmm. I think Ryan Gravenberch, because just
obvious reasons.
Yeah,
man,
just been the best midfielder just number six in the league, yeah? And then the other one goes without saying, innit? Like,
say it though.
Big Virg. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Top of the Champions League, top of the Premier League. One second.
It's a league, bro.
It's the league. There's no group. It's no groups, bro.
It's a mess. That's what it is.
I know you're in the top of Tops Cup. I know. And it's, yeah, do you know of course you know the conference music, but do you know it? I was saying, we don't know it.
All right, cool. That's your three. Come on. Considering you asked me the question, yeah?
Oh, yeah, you asked the room.
I just said throw some names at me. I didn't ask for a list.
Oh, yeah, after that, have you got a list now then?
I've got, yes.
Go on then.
So I'm going to go Mo Salah, Cole Palmer, and I'm liking Curtis Jones, but he ain't there yet.
I respect that.
So I'm going to say Morgan Rodgers.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's been balling out, man. But listen,
he hasn't won in ages.
On the Odegaard story, do you remember a few years back, might have been in this room, might not have been, but I said he's going to be a future Ballon d'Or nominee.
Who said that?
Me.
You said about who?
Ballon d'Or nominee, that 50
what stage? Hold on.
Remember that? Did they laugh at me, bro?
They did.
Years ago.
No, but I'm saying at what stage? There's bare nominees.
I said top three. And they laughed at me. They said, no way. This is when he just
when
went
you say
to
they,
Arsenal.
We laughed at you. He's not
gonna make top. I think you lot laughed at me.
Top 10, not gonna make top three.
I think you lot laughed at me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Do you think he needs to leave Arsenal to be top three?
He's got to go to the white of Real Madrid. And we know that's next.
Yeah. Bro, midfielders get better with age. He's 24.
Yeah, man, but they got some buybacks. I mean,
no, they don't.
They got. If you're selling him, first option. That's what they got.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think he needs to be more clutch, like Cole Palmer?
Who?
Odegaard.
I think he plays a different position.
Odegaard does. When you say more clutch, like the way he controls the game, he does like hockey assist. It's the pass before the thing. He opens up the whole game. We'll pass out to the Saka. They will cross it. He'll get the assist. So what he's doing is not really showing up on
you
the,
can't
on
see
the
it.
Stats.
You can't
you
see
know
it.
What I'm saying?
He is the like only Grav. Player that I'll have as more.
Like Grav. Like Grav, bro.
Come on, man. Wait, we know you like him. It's like me and Noble. Come on, loud,
like
man.
Noble?
Yeah.
Noble was class. Like,
yeah.
Noble was class.
Wow.
I'm telling
Noble
you,
was class.
But my thing is this, yeah? He's the only player. Like, I don't like admitting when Arsenal have a decent player or United have a decent player. I prefer to just strike them down. But he's the only one that I'll have people say he's better than Palmer.
Who?
Odegaard.
Wow.
He is.
He's caught.
But the
way he juggles the lever, just juggles it. Like, you know what he's got? The feet.
Just,
yeah, man.
What?
How old are you, man? I don't even think we use lever balls anymore, bro.
Synthetic now, yeah.
Yes, well, how he juggles the synthetics then?
So how he juggles the synthetics.
Muggs, how you feeling?
I'm good, man.
How was your weekend?
It was all right, man. I'm not even going to lie.
I saw that you're under the weather.
Huh?
I saw that you're under the weather a bit.
Just a bit run tired.
Nothing to do with United.
I'm not even going to lie, yeah? United can't get me down right now because of... We've been in the transition. I've been there.
He sounds like a man that's girls cheating on him and he knows.
No.
It's not enough to do when she goes out.
We've been in a transition period before Ruben got there. Since Ruben's there, I've got what I've been crying out for this whole time. A style of play, you get me? Positions, movements. I know where my wing backs are going. We've got a type of goal that we've scored multiple times. I like what I'm seeing from Ruben. I just think we need to get the personnel so it'll be cool. Like, I'm not going to be mad about what's going on. I expect it to get beat.
I'm not asking for hot dinners every day. Let me ask
you,
Mugs,
who would you like from this table to add some hate now?
I'm not adding hate. I'm going to add some realism. I'll add some realism first.
Look at his face.
What I'm going to say is factual. It's a fact. It's not an opinion. This ain't an opinion.
Go on.
You said this when Ten Hag got here.
Yes,
no, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, a style of play, bro. Yeah. An identity.
I never said I saw a style of play.
Bro, he said yes. Ragnar,
that's a lie. That's
Ragnar,
a lie.
We was live.
That's
on
a
stage.
Lie. That's a lie.
Remember, in the live.
Well, let me tell you, that's a lie, yeah? Because obviously it was the new manager bounce. I wasn't Ollie out. I was happy with Ollie and how he was playing. So I didn't say this with Ten Hag. You're chatting I was happy with Ollie. I wanted Ollie to stay. I think Ollie done a great job. I've told you, Zot. What Ollie done for United was underrated. So there's no way I came in there saying that stuff. I was cool with Ten Hag with the first season. The second season was terrible. The only time I was confused with Ten Hag when he came on the camera and said he's never going to play like Ajax. That's when I was thinking, well, why are you here for? Like, you get what I'm trying to say? You don't put things in my mouth. I'm not a liar. Wow. So the team's been going through disarray. Now RA's here. I'm happy.
You will say it again.
All right, cool.
He's going to be what... I said it. You know when we was doing the predictions?
You're moving like you outplayed us. You don't move like you done
something.
No. We had possession. I was at that game. You did not outplay us. Set piece FC. If you didn't get corners, what would you have done?
Brother.
Obviously,
brother,
you know what
brother,
it is? Can Ruben Amorim do it on a rainy night in Stoke? Clearly he can't. But he's just learning. He's just getting it. Like, Lowey, I was at that game. It wasn't like that. Like, it wasn't like that, bro.
The only player that looked all right for you lot that game was my man, Mazraoui. That's the only one that looked like a professional footballer. Everyone else looked like a head.
Everybody was moving strange, but Arsenal weren't doing nothing in the game. You were playing for corners. Do you know who I have to be to play for set piece on Football Manager? Who are you, Crawley? Play for set pieces.
I do.
You man got a set piece coach. Why don't you get an open play coach? Too?
All right, let me ask man a question.
What's man talking about?
Let me break down this corner thing. How do you win a corner, bro? Where does the ball have to go out?
Anywhere.
So that's usually from a shot, or it's definitely 99.999% is from an attack. You're moving like you get corners from keeping it in
you
your
You pay for corners,
hold
bro.
On. What's wrong with that, though?
Arsenal's supposed to be total football. Look, get
that's part of football.
How can you play for it? We're trying to score. We didn't score. It goes out behind the goal. You think we're trying to make that
Wenger
happen?
Would be turning his grave, bro.
He's not dead.
He's not even dead.
He ain't dead.
He's not even dead.
That man's alive.
Well, you're killing him slowly.
No, Lippy land.
I'm telling you.
The fact of the matter is, yeah, attack. It's the same problem that Arsenal fans and that opposition fans used to say, but now it's a corner agenda.
Can I ask you a question?
No, 2 seconds.
Two seconds.
I'm having it. Because, bro, I can't remember what I was going to say.
I want to talk about the corners.
I am going to say about the corners.
Right, cool. Stay on the subject.
Go. But let him finish.
I'm going to say is, yeah.
He lost it.
I don't believe you play for corners, yeah, because it's... But it is a superpower.
Francis speaking to the mic.
But also, I'm going to say this, yeah. Chelsea, I don't think you lot have a set-piece coach. I know Liverpool don't. I know Man United don't.
You had a throw-on coach, bro.
Because Trent, if you watch Trent,
I don't care. That's set pieces.
No, it ain't.
Just don't talk on the table, bro. You had a throw-on coach, bro.
Throw-on coach is crazy.
In football.
Onslaught does not have a set piece coach. Onslaught doesn't have a set piece coach.
Manchester City doesn't have that.
You've got a set piece coach.
Yeah. The one from
Everyone's
Brentford.
Got one. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we had the one from Brentford and he's the moment.
And let me add to this, right? Everyone's got a set piece coach, but Arsenal have got the sickest. Did you not see when everyone was at the back stick?
And then they're running.
So one person at the back stick.
It's the same one every time.
I don't care. Yeah? Lowe's at the front and they do some switch, but they block like American football. Blockers are MVPs, bro.
User are set piece bad boys. I think that's a compliment. I'm not using that against user.
But you can't say we play for corners. That's impossible. We're trying to score and we don't. Everyone's playing for corners then.
Yeah, we do. I know what he means. You do go for goal.
Exactly.
Because he's mugging you, yeah?
Come on, bro.
But you see, when it's like kind of wide, then he can maybe do a little dribble. He does kind of knock it off his waist.
What's wrong with that, dog? I don't care.
Not a man can do
that.
Okay, no. Let's be fair though. It's effective. It's effective, yeah. And it's winning them games. Yeah. So why are we not? Why are we mocking them for it?
You started it.
Every team, bro. This is football. Football's just agendas, not, bro. Every team on the planet. If you've got the ball at the byline and you can't go nowhere, what's the next best thing? Get a corner, bro. What are you talking about?
Skill him up. Skill him up, man.
Skill him up.
Skill him up, man.
No, but what's the G? If you can't go past him, what do you want? A corner.
Hey, listen, boys.
Skill him
Let's
up.
Let's be real. Let's be real. You know when Man United players get to the corner?
Yeah.
Rashford, Garnacho, do they do something stupid, try and do a madness? They don't just play for the percentage. Get a corner.
No, they'll try and get past
you. Try and do something, and that's why they're there. Arsenal, you're making it.
You backed it.
For real. Hey, you should have known by the people he used. If he said Diaz and Salah, then you know.
But Arsenal are doing the right things, man. I'm telling you, bro, it's a joy to watch. Don't get upset.
It's not a joy to watch. Don't do that. It's not a joy to watch.
I love it.
It's not a drag to watch.
What?
We're not
Adama,
doing that.
Good set pieces.
Hey, listen, Adama did have him on smash, but then the ref got involved and started telling him you can't.
I've got the. I know the antidote to that. You know
what?
I know the antidote to that.
What is it? Go on.
There's two. Yeah.
Go on.
Get three players at the box. Yeah, because remember, Arsenal packed the
That's
box.
That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing to do.
It's a very...
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That's how
have
I prefer.
Have them thinking.
So say that again.
Have three players out the box.
Three of my players.
It's definitely...
The defending
yes.
team, yeah?
Yes. So it definitely works at a lower level, yeah?
If you get a punch, you're gone.
Love.
If you get anything on this, you're gone.
It's the rules of football. Yeah? If they leave three up top, you got to leave four back. It's the rules, yeah?
No, but if we pack the box, you have to pack the box.
Yeah, no, but they can't. You gotta risk it. Like, I'm dominating. You gotta bluff it. So you gotta be like, all right, cool. You can have the eight man here. If the keeper catches this,
you're dead. And that's it.
Teams are trying to do the halfway thing and trying to go zonal. It's not working, bro. You have to be as aggressive.
So how do we stop your corners?
I just think it's. I'll be real. I think it's less about what's going on in the box. I think these deliveries are evil.
No, deliveries are mental.
They're sending in corners that any touch is on. It's a goal.
But you know what they're doing? They're blocking the goalie. But this is what I'm saying to you. I'm going man for man on those players at the back post, yeah? Man for man. So those are one of those blocks the goalie.
Yeah.
One of those blocks the goalie. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm leaving three players
Let's be honest,
out
yeah.
of the box. One at the edge, two high.
They never even whip it to the middle of the goal. It's far post, yeah? Every single time, it's whipped to the far post. So, of course, all their players, some man are behind the goal, some man are on the other side of the line, whatever. You got to be brave here and leave three men out.
What about the dark hearts? What about the dark hearts and then fouling the goalkeeper all the time? That's not good. No, I don't
Let
like
Dan
that.
Finish it. I like this.
I always prefer, yeah? I'm one of the people that picks up defenders,
uh-huh.
yeah?
Uh-huh.
So, I always prefer if there are less people in the box, full stop. Yeah, because I want to be able to have real accountability. They run up like we're with them. Like you attack the ball as well. You might leave one to either block or attack the ball. But I prefer to evenly match thing. I don't want 20 men in this box.
No way.
It's a free for all.
When it's a near like look at the Timbers one against United. That was near post. That was like an evil. That could have come off anything, and it definitely would have went in. So it's like with those ones, you kind of can't stop them. And they're flat as well.
Yeah, bro, do you know how many times I see Arsenal, do you know what it is? Do you know how many men I see defending against Arsenal corners and they, because they might be actually be able to get it, but because it's a bit uncomfortable, they know there's bare man in it.
They don't want to touch it.
They think someone else has got this and no one else has actually got this.
Yeah.
When there's only six of you defending
you
man for
it.
Man,
yeah.
you got to be brave with Arsenal.
Are you going to be a coach next?
On my life, I am a very serious coach.
This is what we're doing.
Like, I coach teams. Oh, it's your youth.
Yes, I said it.
My
first.
Team's played against like Monaco
so you
can and
be
that.
His assistant then.
My assistant. This is my tactic.
Bro, you see me? I don't work with others.
This is my tactic.
You see me like?
This is my tactic. Steve, whose tactic is it? I said I got the antidote for it. I said leave three attackers out.
But I promise you, I will be a coach 100%. Because how you see me? Even in my son's football, I don't get involved yet. You don't understand the game.
You lot don't understand football enough yet for me to be able to put my system in there.
Can you stop this press conference from my tactic, bro?
We can, like, this
we can call it the Loons.
He's doing
it.
He's doing a whole press tour with my tactic, bro. I haven't even finished it yet. You go man to man, yeah?
Oh, you haven't finished?
No, wait, because he just jumped in.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
And he put his twist to it. It's like a jerk and curry. It's not there. Mine is proper.
We're going to go with you.
Yeah.
I watched last week's episode, yeah? That's crazy. That's bollocks.
It worked.
That's terrible, right?
Can I say it? We're letting Man U off the hook a bit.
Whoa, we're going to get back. We're going to get back. And then your blind thing, bruv, when you took your glasses off. Sorry, that's like, as a fan of Filthy, it was amazing. It was sounds.
Get on with it, man.
Huh? Sorry.
Steve, thanks for that.
I practiced that at home. But also, yeah. Also, you see, when you got the three men out of the box here, you see when you got the box packed here, with all their players and all your players, it's more difficult for your goalkeeper as well. It's not just their
players.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but.
So it's also more movement. Bro, I was saying to my goalie, as soon as that ball is kicked, you can see the-
Smash everything.
You've got
smash everything. Smash anyone.
And then any connection, we're gone.
Utam Gabriel in his face that other
day. Fabianski.
Yeah, he tried to do, the keeper will foul, bro.
Oh, I hear you. It's no risk, no risk, reward.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to,
and you see what? See the first time we do it and it works, yeah? See the next corner you get,
you see the thing about Arteta is pragmatic, yeah? Change. So if he clocks, he's clocked at the moment, everyone is shook of Arsenal's corners. I don't know why. Because it's like, but everyone's mad shook. Like, they get a corner, it's a thing now in the Premier League
We're at a point where football, like, especially in the Prem, top flight, everything's risky. Every team plays out the back. No one goes long no more. So it's like, where you can do the housery defensive back in the day thing, you're going to do it.
That's
corners, set pieces. Like, you got to get man back.
Especially against teams that ain't built for it now.
Well, you dropped points against Fulham. You didn't score in open play, did you?
Nah, corner.
This is crazy.
If you know, just quickly though, if you know you've got 4 or 5 good headers of the ball defensively, you should trust those five. Send three, put one on the edge.
But what if you don't? What if you don't though?
Then that's the rules of it.
Because teams like Fulham, it was their centre backs really who are their big guys. They had to pack the ball. They had Adama Traore just standing there. And it was perfect at a point because a man couldn't run past him.
Hey, let's not let United off the hook, boys.
Yeah, let me pivot.
Amorim, can we speak about Amorim?
No, this weekend, I decided this strike two for Ineos.
All right.
What do you mean?
Wait.
The next owner's out.
No, wait.
Let me land.
Strike two for Ineos because they gave Ten Hag a contract just to sack him and they signed Ashworth just to sack him.
But you know why they sacked Ashworth? Ashworth's gone. Dan Ashworth's gone because behind the scenes...
He was the saviour.
Behind the scenes, he's beefing them for English coach and he's pushing for Gareth Southgate. That's what he was really, really pushing for. So Sir Jim said, you know what, brother?
Sir Jim?
This ain't going to work out, man. No, I can see we're not equally
yours. You lot love Sir Up, man, over there, innit? That's lovely.
Yeah, they Sir Up. Anyone. Everyone, Sir.
But the Queen done that.
Not me.
Are you mad?
Why is he a sir?
Because you got money.
Exactly, it's just a financial thing. See, Sol Campbell's right. You see what Sol Campbell said? You should be knighted. All the Arsenal teams should be knighted for the undefeated
Sol
team.
Campbell.
All right, stop. This is your fault.
Thank you.
Why?
Thank you.
Just let United off the hook again.
I know. Hey, Arsenal fans, yeah, I'm telling you now, you see that right there?
No, but I'm on a...
That is it.
I'm on a Zephyr
They think their team that went unbeaten deserve to be...
But Jim Radcliffe.
Sir Lauren.
What did Jim Radcliffe
do? Because he's probably done things for charity. He's probably given away 100 million.
Built things. Let me Google it.
Go on.
So are you telling me I should take away my strike too?
He's going to do something. He was a mad hero.
No, here's the thing, yeah? You made a bad decision 6 months ago. You had no business getting this Ashworth youth in there to be sporting director.
He had a stellar CV. His career's on point.
Where?
Southampton England. And Newcastle.
England. Brighton, where's he recruit? Newcastle. Where is he recruiting from for England?
He changed the whole setup in England. That's why their kids play for the same from the youth team up to the thing.
Bro, oh, no, okay. It's England.
You pretend like you know football, but you don't know what you're talking about.
It's England.
This is crazy.
Where are you recruiting from for England?
I'm not arguing with novices, man.
No, he said England.
He's a sir because of his services to business and investment.
Money.
Give Sol Campbell his
for football. Services to football.
What do you mean?
Yeah, for some.
Oh yeah,
bro, he's a snake,
bro, Liffy.
Bro, he's a snake, bro. He's a snake, bro.
So,
fuck them to Arsenal and that. You can't remember that.
You like, ain't seen that football podcast when that Tottenham player saying so Spurs when they're doing the opening of that stadium. Sol Campbell was mad they didn't invite him. He was mad. They were mad he didn't invite him. Like, bro, you're Judas, bro. Like,
he's Arsenal, man.
So, Steve-O, you know what I'm hearing, yeah?
Uh-oh. Go on.
So, let's say Margs is Ashworth.
Okay.
You wanted Southgate. I'm Barada. This is, what's his name? Brazelworth. Brazelford. Mm-hmm. We wanted Amorim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not happy with us now. It's two against one. Saying? You got to leave, bro.
That makes sense. It's perfect sense.
You got to leave.
They're onto him about some of his signings, maybe because
that Xerxes one stinks.
Was that Ashworth?
Ashworth, they say Ashworth pushed Xerxes, and I've had rumors coming out that they might be. They was before he scored. They were looking to like maybe Juventus or something was looking at him in January and all that. So even stuff like that, Jerome Radcliffe is going to be saying like, "Marks, doing it."
Marks, like when that Xerxes thing happened. Listen, is it time for me? Listen, let's hear me out, boys. Right,
I'm with you already.
And Loons, I need you. You know what's perfect? Stay back. Right? Only because I don't want no Liverpool stuff coming. Just listen to me. And you're going to agree with me. So that's why I don't want you to go crazy. You are going to agree with me,
don't
right?
Talk about my team.
No, not your team.
Say
no,
nothing. No. Right.
So, is it time that we all agree that the United players that we thought were maybe going to be good or good are now?
No.
I've been saying
it. Oh, see?
And Loons have said
Let's
this.
Name it.
I
so,
disagree.
Martinez.
Crap. Dead.
Is, like,
dead.
He's a liability. He's either suspended, injured, giving away penalties.
Let's start further back. Onana.
Onana. You can't give away all those goals and chances.
Onana's
that'd
been
be
good
this
season.
No, but that's not good.
Did you see what happened last game, bro?
The big one.
Who's the big one?
Kobbie Mainoo.
No,
man.
Come on.
No. You're trying to go. Steve.
He told you chill.
Steve.
He told you chill.
Steve, go.
Steve, keep going,
see?
Man. Oh, you're done.
Hoyland.
Go on. Oh, Xerxes.
No.
Hoyland.
You, man, there's a bigger one.
Go on.
Bruno
for now.
Nah. Really? Nah. Really?
He is Shawn Michaels. That is Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is one of the greatest of all time. Every time you say that, you get it wrong.
Bro, listen, I'm telling you.
Let's
use this weekend, yeah?
Is
Bruno Fernandes ends up with a goal and whatever, yeah? Bro, anyone who watched that match knows he was
yesterday
rash.
He was
one of the worst things we've ever seen.
It's true.
But the stats are not going to say that. He scored and whatever.
Hey,
listen, I'm telling you, bro, this guy, Anurim warned him, you can't keep spamming that ball.
It's true.
You cannot. He turns games into basketball matches.
Yeah, with your own eyes under the lights at the Emirates. No legs.
Horrible.
No legs.
He's horrible,
Margs.
He's horrible, bro.
Of course.
I don't think he's horrible. I've watched Bruno play bare times.
Of course, if he gets some stats here, he takes everything. Every time there's a chance to put an assist in, he's the one that does it. Anytime there's a chance to shoot, he's the one that
Bruno's
does it.
Bruno's a maverick. I believe Bruno's cold. Captain Fantastic, man. Bruno's cold.
Hey, Bruno is the guy that in the mixed 11s of all these big teams, they put Bruno in everyone's team. In Arsenal, they say Bruno gets in. In Liverpool, in City, they say this. Dude is been whack. I've been saying it.
Do you know the only reason he gets into them 11s? Arsenal are missing a left eight. Because you lot, on paper, it looks like you're missing a midfielder. Mm. Maybe beginning of last season, it might have looked that way. Same with City. De Bruyne is always out, already got Nunes on the wing, all this madness. So that's the only reason why he looks like he'll see more. But he'll ruin all
Let's be honest, bro. This guy's a striker. This guy's been playing as a striker for ages, bro.
Bro, I just saw that he didn't even make it in Portugal. He made it at Udinese. And then, like, you know, he went the other route. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
CR7 reincarnated.
You know the man there went the other
Takes
route,
everything.
Like.
Does everything.
Hey, Margs. So come on, we just said it, all those United players.
Oh my God, this is a terrible audio experience, man.
Like, what? Like, DJ just killing me.
I'm not chewing in front of the mic.
Who's United's good players? Mazraoui.
Mazraoui
is class.
Say that again. Say again. Such
Bruno, Mazraoui, Ahmad,
Onana.
Whoa.
Yep.
I'm going to have Kobbie. I'm going to have Kobbie in there.
Maino.
Mount.
So you're 50% mad.
You think Mason Mount is good?
He's a good player. A good player. Lovely lad as well.
You ain't seen good player at Man U, so you can't say that. Good player you're seeing is Chelsea.
Ain't worth any that, no.
The good player you've seen of Mason Mount was in the Chelsea side.
All right, how long do you, how long do you give Mount?
It's done, man.
Next year, to the end of next year, man.
Hey, by the way, I've got a thing about Højlund, yeah? And I'm not going to diss
him. He's a backup striker.
I think he's actually decent.
Nah.
Because I watched the whole game the other day, yeah? I thought to myself, do you know what?
That was embarrassing.
Half of the balls that are being fed to him, he don't even want. I'm seeing his body language like he's making a run.
His first touch is diabolical.
No, it ain't. Højlund.
Yes.
Against Arsenal, it was terrible.
His first touch is bad.
In the group, our special group, yeah, I put in, they were popping about, Man United were popping about the synthetic on the left side, yeah? And I saw my man.
So you got a special football right group.
Like, you know, like the whole game was here, and he was.
Who's that?
Højlund.
No, but do you know what it is? You know Bruno kills. You know Bruno kills him though, because Bruno thinks everyone's him and always wants the ball. Always, yeah? So there's times where I see Højlund make a run, and the run is just to afford someone else some space.
Yeah.
And Bruno fizzes him the ball.
If you make eye contact with Bruno or the football,
the ball's gone.
Boys. Right, I think you've made a mistake there, though. Højlund, I'm telling you, has got a good first touch. Mm-hmm. But Harry uses his body and Harry holds up the ball. That's nothing to do with first touch, though.
I think he'll get it with age, innit? He's a big guy. All he has to do is just learn how to fill the defender and bring it down. He's trying to fight.
Don't
him.
Forget, for Atlanta, he wasn't playing back up against. He was coming from deeper.
What does everyone make of Lenny Yoro?
Decent. I think it's too early. He looks decent, but I think it's too early.
You know what it is? You see, when you're young and just on it, you're athletic, bro.
Yeah.
Your body rewards you just for being young.
When that goes, we need to see what you're about.
You're waiting for him to get old.
No, I think no.
You don't watch football. I don't understand what you need to see from a player. So I said he looks proper, but why would you?
I just said he looks like Sancho Bowen, but can I give him your flowers?
When I was 18 and when I was 21, my body changed, bro. You get me? I was still an athletic specimen.
Your get bigger.
But I was,
huh?
Yeah, gravity.
Does it get bigger? When does it stop growing?
With age.
True, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm done, man.
With age, it gets bigger.
I think sometimes mine gets bigger.
But Lenny Yoro, man. What do you reckon, man? I think the Premier League is going to be too physical.
No, I think he's going to get hurt again. And I just think playing in a United team, like Ahmad, like Rashford, like Martial, like Maynou now, he's not going to get the chance to develop. He's going to be thrown in at the deep end.
Yeah.
He's going to be their best centre-back next year.
What about this manager?
He's a joke, man.
I
think he's...
I think he's West Ham level.
He talks more.
You not letting him go.
Wait, hold on. Why do you think that?
I'll tell you why, yeah? I think the Lisbon team was good. Yeah. They dust out City the other day.
Hadn't won in years, man.
Yeah, they were a good team. But I think it's... Jokeres, couple other things, innit? It was the reason why they kind of...
Hey, a big thing, luck, bro. There were enough games he won that he weren't supposed to win.
Did Anarim get Jokeres?
Probably, yeah. But they got him from Coventry. Like, it's not like, whoa, like, it's got him from Coventry.
No, but
like...
that's a good pick for Anarim then, if he did that. But I just think a team of this size going in, like, the position that you lot are in, You can't make him.
They
do
rushed
that.
It, innit, really?
You, at least if
scared.
Fair enough. You lot had say you had a like Yoro was proper. Like proper.
I'm just gonna save this video when it drops on YouTube anyway, because I need to remember what episode this is. I'm just gonna save it. These are sick in your head.
Oh, what, is that a guarantee you're gonna do well?
Land, same, you're saying.
Is that a guarantee you're gonna do well?
It's not a guarantee, none.
Let him land. Let him land.
I think a big deal for Arteta was ex Arsenal himself. Saka, there was an exciting crop of young players there, Martinelli. So he knew, look, if I kind of make these guys like my kids, I could work with something. My man's got nothing to work with. Like, I see Ahmad saying that he'll die for him and that. But if Ahmad's your soldier, you're in trouble, bro.
He said he'll die for him.
That's a good question. Who had more in their Arsenal when they first got the job? Armourim.
Amarim absolutely got more.
Definitely Anarim. Are you crazy?
They had Soccer.
You're not forgetting that they had Lacazette and Aubameyang, like guaranteed goals up top in that.
He said Lacazette guaranteed goals.
Lacazette and Aubameyang, between the two of them, is guaranteed goals. What are you talking about? How did you not win the FA Cup?
They had Mustafi, Socrates, Koscielny,
Lucas Torreira,
Guendouzi.
No, do you know what it is? Look, Lucas Torreira, they got Ugarte. Same thing, bro. Just a South American idiot. Yeah, you lot got Rashford. You just who's that, got who's Lenny
that
for you?
Who's that? Who's Rashford?
Our Rashford at the time.
Pepe.
Would have been
Martinelli. Pepe.
Who played on the left for us? Aubameyang, innit?
Aubameyang, yeah.
But he was like our talisman. That was the
he
guy.
He was goals, bro. He was goals. Let's not rewrite history. Let's have it right.
Anarim can go spend 100 mil in Jan. I don't even know if that's a fact, but I'm going to say that.
Who?
On who?
Anarim. I don't know, but he can.
He could.
Mateta. Arteta couldn't do that for ages. Mateta's a great player.
Someone should get Mateta.
Yeah, he's a great player. I think Mateta suits Man U.
Someone should get Mateta, yeah. Man U. I think Mateta suits Man U.
United have had 9 wins since March 2024 in 28 games.
How long has he got? How long has he got, Marks?
Yeah, let's talk like that.
No, I'm saying, Marks, how long before you lose patience?
Why would I lose patience? I'm not frustrated by what I've seen.
Yeah. Nah, he's the wrong Man United fan, Jordy.
No, one second. Stop. My man's inherit all these players. You've spent the whole show talking about how the players ain't good. Yeah, we ain't got new players. The same show players that we got. So I don't understand what you are expecting. Why the would I be frustrated by what I've seen? You are talking nonsense. You are just chatting.
It's logic.
No, I'm being sick. Why would I be frustrated by what I've seen?
I tell you why logic is only giving you half the bikini. I've got the same players. I've got the same players that I had last year as well.
Yeah.
So, we was poor last year, and now we're flying. Same players.
Amorim has not coached Man United for 30 days.
It's true.
What the hell are you talking about?
I want changes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Great no coaches make...
No, but you know why that don't make sense?
Great coaches make their things work, bro.
And he's the mugs I like.
I think he's not ready, like on an emotional man level.
Emotional like, man? 100%. You don't know
he's
him.
He's not ready. I don't know him. We don't know any of the players. We don't know any of them. But I've seen him. I saw him break down.
Why do you think this?
Listen, I saw him break down at Arsenal. Yeah. In this period, you got to be resilient. Mm. You got to almost be like, this ain't even my works. Come on, boys.
He wasn't happy with them. It was a shit show. Did you watch the game?
Aye, he's killing them already.
In the final third, it was a shit show.
He conceded the first goal. He moved like it's over. You can't do that as a coach. This is him. And the worst thing is, good corner. Good, decent goal. Why are you doing that?
Bruv, he's barking out orders the whole game. They're not doing what he's telling them to do. They're not in the right places. In the final third, especially in that Arsenal game, in the final third, it was... I don't think there's a word that describes it.
Hold on. 2 seconds, yeah? A proper manager in that situation, yeah? You give your team the game plan. You sit there poker face for the whole game, bro. Simple, G. Don't let the camp, because then you're gonna go do the interview and tell them it's fine. Why are you asking me these questions?
But he said he's emotional.
Wait. He's Latin.
He's Latin. That's what he said.
He said I'm Latin. I got hot blood.
Yeah, but look. In a sense, Lippy's right because end of the day, no. In the final third, your gaffer can't be saying do this and do that.
Exactly.
Because in the final third, even the top gaffers they say, yo, we've got a strategy to get there. And once we're there, our top players, they are good enough to make it happen.
Does that mean none of us can manage then?
I can manage.
You're emotional too, bro.
No, but
me and Lippy manage the team already.
Yeah. Bro, this ain't the Portuguese league, bro. This ain't, you ain't playing Boa Vista, bro.
You are full of
You're not playing Madeira cake, bro. You're saying, innit? You're not doing this.
You man don't know ball. Yeah, what I've gathered is none
the
of
the Algarve. You're not playing Algarve United.
You know places in Portugal, man. Cool. Go on, give one more. Go on.
He's done.
Hey, Lisbon's Benfica.
He's going to say Porto.
Lisbon's Benfica.
So what I've gathered is none of us can manage because we're all...
No, me and Dan have managed the team. We managed.
Did you win?
Yeah, but we was
I'm trying to remember.
I've managed. I'm undefeated in management.
You anyway.
Yes, I am. Ask Bobby Kasanga.
I beat my team. Beat your team.
Not if you was not on my team. You didn't.
My team beat your team. Not if you was not on my team. If you did.
How?
I'm undefeated at that Bobby Kasanga knife game.
I'm talking about fields.
Wait, crowd. What did you say?
Crowd.
I'm
know.
Undefeated in management.
1 minute, please. Crowd. Let us know how long Amarin's got. Let us know if Chelsea's gonna win the league. Like, comment, subscribe, and big up Loons.
I thank you. And also, let Margs know how whack Martinez is, please. Thank
all right,
you.
Yeah. We're done.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.